Once upon a time was a boy called Roger. Not the same Roger from earlier stories, a different one. And this Roger was a very naughty boy indeed. He never, ever did what he was told. Not ever. Not to begin with, anyway. He'd argue, he'd say, why me? Why do I have to do it? I don't want to do it. I'll do it later. Any excuse he could think of to not do what his mummy and daddy were telling him to do. And every night, we would have the same routine. He'd eat sweets during the day, and every night he'd refuse to do his teeth. And this whole thing would go on for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour sometimes. Roger would argue with mummy and argue with daddy about why he didn't want to do his teeth. Why did he have to do his teeth? Why should I do my teeth? He would say. Until one day, mummy bought him an electric toothbrush and said, there you go, Roger. Use an electric toothbrush. And she showed Roger how to use it. And Roger looked at it and said, I'm not going to use that. And so mummy said, well, just use a normal toothbrush then. Roger said, I'm not going to use that either. So after 2 hours of trying to get Roger to use one toothbrush or the other, Roger was sent to bed. He hadn't managed to do his teeth, but he went to bed. And he slept. And while he was sleeping, he heard a strange sound. Bzzz. And he woke up and he could still hear the sound. Bzzz. Bzzz. And he felt a vibration by his head. Bzzz. Bzzz. And he looked and he could see the toothbrush. The electric toothbrush was lying next to him on the pillow. And it kept turning on and turning off. Roger called out, Mummy! Mummy, come quick! Mummy came quick. Roger said, why did you put the electric toothbrush next to me? Mummy said, I didn't put it next to you. It must have been Daddy. Daddy! Daddy, come quick! Roger called. Daddy came in. Daddy, why did you put the electric toothbrush next to me on my bed? I didn't put it next to you, Roger. Maybe it walked here all by itself. And Mummy and Daddy started laughing and they left the room and turned the light off. But they took the toothbrush with them and put it back in the bathroom. Roger went back to sleep. All of a sudden, he was dreaming. And in the dream, the earth was shaking like he was in the middle of an earthquake. And he was dreaming that he was standing over an earthquake ledge. A hole was opening up in the earth, and he had one leg on one side and the other leg on the other side as this deep chasm was opening in the earth, and the earth was shaking and shaking and shaking, and his legs were getting wider and wider and wider, and he was stuck between the two sides. He didn't want to jump to the left, to the right. Finally, he jumped to the right and he sat down in his dream on the right-hand side. And still the earthquake was getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And then he woke up and there was the sound. Roger said, what's going on? Mummy, Daddy, come quickly. Mummy, Daddy came in. They said, Mummy, Daddy, I had a nightmare. I dreamt that I was in the middle of an earthquake and the earth was shaking and I got trapped. One leg on one side, one leg on the other side of this chasm that was opened up in the earth, and I was going to fall down, and I jumped onto one side. And when I woke up, the toothbrush was back here on my pillow, buzzing away. And it was the buzzing sound that had given me the nightmare. Why did you put it here again? Mummy said, I told you, Roger, I'm not going to be disturbed again because I'm watching my program on TV. I didn't put it there. It must have been Daddy. So Daddy came up. Roger said, Daddy, why did you move the toothbrush by my bed? He said, I didn't, Roger. Now, you're annoying me now because I want to go downstairs and watch TV with Mummy. Good night. And they took the toothbrush back to the bathroom and off they went. And they said, do not disturb us again tonight, Roger. Roger said, okay. He hadn't often seen Mummy and Daddy as annoyed as that, but he had interrupted their film that they'd been waiting 6 weeks to watch. Finally, it had come on the TV and they were going to watch it. Now, that's unusual because usually they're very patient with Roger because Roger's saying no to so many things. So Roger wasn't used to them being a little bit upset like that. But anyway, he knew he couldn't disturb them again. So he went back to sleep. He was having a lovely dream. And in his dream, he was king of the world. Everybody was doing what he was saying. Everybody was in order. He could do whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. Everybody was doing anything. But in the dream, he looked in the mirror and his teeth were black. They were black. His whole mouth was black. And a little elf came up to him in the dream and said, Roger, you might be king of the world, but your teeth are terrible. Roger said, why are they terrible? The little elf said, because you won't do your teeth. And it doesn't matter if you're king of the world or not. If you don't do your teeth, they're going to get rotten and they're going to go black and they're going to fall out. Suddenly Roger got very, very, very scared. And all of a sudden, the earthquake started again and his palace was crumbling around him and he got so scared. And then he woke up and there was that sound again. And he turned the light on. There indeed was the electric toothbrush waiting for him by his head, and it had got so close he could feel it on his lips. And he said, Mummy, Daddy, what's going on? The toothbrush is back. Mummy, Daddy finally came up, was so annoyed. Roger, what are you doing? We've interrupted our film 3 times now. We're really annoyed. Roger said, look, this toothbrush is back. It's back by my bed. It's back by my head. What am I supposed to do? Mummy and Daddy said, look, Roger, you obviously were sleepwalking and went to pick it up yourself because we didn't take it. Now, you do what you must do. We're not interested. And they walked off, they stormed off. Roger was all alone and the toothbrush was back in the bathroom. Roger finally realised what was going on. No, Mummy and Daddy had not put the toothbrush by their head. This was a magic electric toothbrush. This toothbrush wanted to be in his mouth. It wanted to be doing his teeth, and this toothbrush was going to get its way because this toothbrush did whatever this toothbrush wanted to do, and nobody was going to say no to this toothbrush. And Roger suddenly realized, hang on a minute, that's what I'm like. I do what I want to do. I annoy everybody until I get what I want. This toothbrush is like me. And at that point, suddenly, he felt peaceful. And the toothbrush suddenly came on and said, bzz, 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 as if to agree with him. Roger said, you're not going to leave me alone, are you? The toothbrush said, bzz, bzz, bzz. Roger said, are you saying the only way you're going to let me sleep in peace is if I let you do my teeth and I hold you? The toothbrush said, brr, brr, brr. Roger said, okay, I give up. I'll do my teeth. And suddenly there were fireworks. He thought he could hear. He thought he could see. There were fireworks everywhere in the bathroom. The lights were going on and off. There was a Catherine wheel. There were sparklers, lights. It was incredible what was going on. But he grabbed the toothbrush. He put the toothpaste on it. He put it in his mouth. All of a sudden, and he'd put on every tooth, 2 seconds on each tooth surface. He'd let it be timed because the toothbrush had a timer on it. He allowed this toothbrush to do his teeth. And when he'd finished, he got such a peaceful feeling. And he took the toothbrush, made sure he washed every little piece of dirt out of the bristles. And there was a lot of dirt because Roger had refused to do his teeth for 6 months. So there was 6 months worth of dirt, 6 months worth of food, 6 months worth of sweets, and that was all coming out in the sink. He couldn't believe how much there was pouring out of his mouth. He kept rinsing and more was coming out. And the toothbrush was covered in bits from his teeth, and he had to wash it and wash it and wash it and wash it. He had a strange feeling that he'd never felt before. It was respect. It was surrender. It was being willing to do what something or someone else wanted. And in this case, this was the will of the toothbrush. And when he'd finished and cleaned every bristle of the toothbrush and cleaned all of the stuff out of his mouth, the toothbrush sat very calmly and quietly by the side of the sink. Roger went back to sleep. This time, there was no buzzing, no earthquake. He had another dream where he was king of the world, and sitting next to him on the throne was the electric toothbrush. And the electric toothbrush in his dream had a face, and this face was smiling and smiling and smiling. And then the toothbrush said to him, "Roger, I'm glad you listened, or I would have driven you mad every night. And I'm glad we can work together as friends. You and me, your best friend, the electric toothbrush." Roger said, "Thank you, yes." And the toothbrush in his dream said, "Go and have a look in the mirror, Your Majesty." And Roger, who was king of the world in his dream, had a look in the mirror. And there were his teeth, beautifully white, beautifully clean, with a lovely fresh smell coming from them. And he could see a kind of golden halo coming from his mouth. And he said, "Did you do that?" The electric toothbrush said, "No, Roger. You did it with my help. Together, we are a team." And from that day on, Roger made sure that every morning and every evening, he always did his teeth with the electric toothbrush. And that is the story of Roger and the magic toothbrush.